welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. Well, folks, it's now or never, right? Right? Now or never. So it's Friday, and that was my watch on this nice desk by Timber Nation. Anyway, and by the way, I paid full price, and I don't expect, nor do I haggle with anybody to get discounts. Anyway, where were we? So, it being Friday, we want to kind of cover and do some cleanup, provide some clarification, answer a few questions. What do we do? How do we do? What did you mean by type of stuff? So based on the comments and so forth we received, we're going to try to address those first before we pick up steam and move forward with where we are, where we're going. But what I want to do is kind of give you, because we told you on Monday that there is a lawsuit against Congress. Congress is being sued. And what that means is that Congress failed to do their job on January 6th, a year ago from yesterday. And history has been unfolding from an unconstitutional government and an unconstitutional president. So what we have to do, whether we like it or not, is we have to actually get Congress to do their job. We've got to get Congress to execute the 12th Amendment so that we can actually have a presidential appointment. A constitutional choosing or sitting of a president. Because until our representatives choose appropriately with a clear majority, we cannot have we're having tyranny, but everything that is happening is all an absolute violation of the Constitution coming from the Biden administration. Now, had we had a constitutional electoral college and things went the way they did, in other words, had they not messed with the voting system, had the governors and the jurists and the secretary of states and all these other pernicious people, double P, then we wouldn't be in this situation at all. Because obviously, had that not happened, then however the election would have gone, because we wouldn't have seen, probably wouldn't even have seen this, I don't even want to say an anomaly, nor was it an outlier. We saw this wave of manipulated votes and manipulated outcomes. So with that, and I'm telling you folks, the reason why, actually we're going to get into that. Let me just get through the obligatories and we will get into that, because the past 2 days we've kind of been focusing on the party. So kind of let me tie some things together and then we'll get into the clarification. Yeah, and answering your questions and so forth. Forgive me, excuse me. As you know, the show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. Now, I very rarely say this, but if you go to RepublicReview.org, you will get nothing. Now, why is this show also sponsored by that? Because that is a placeholder. That website, that domain, is a placeholder for the states. We own it. And as soon as we get two or more states, probably I'd probably say about two or three, when they act, or hopefully maybe the first state, will actually start using it, and at that point start centralizing, because now we're talking about an organization, not a government. We're talking about a tribunal, and so this organization is going to hold public servants, as well as the government that they formed, fully accountable to the compact that they created and delegated to that government, the powers, roles, responsibilities that they were in charge of, that they granted or delegated those powers, roles, and responsibilities to. So if you go, you will not find anything. Now, if you want to help, then help us get Republic Review initiated so that we can actually watch, sit back. And you know what? If you think the news cycle is entertaining, you know, because if it bleeds, it leads, wait until you watch how hard the mainstream media is going to suppress this information that's going to be coming from these states as they slowly start coming together. So anyway, I just wanted to give you a heads up because every once in a while, people dawn on, you know, republicreview.org, what is that? Don't worry. It is still a glimmer in all of our eyes. And if we work together, that will actually come to be. And I envision this republicreview.org to be the single place that you can actually come and where you'll actually watch these state legislators as they're debating and as they're putting our liberty right there on the table to say, this is what we have to do. We have to hold that federal government accountable. They have no authority to do all these things, so forth and so on and on and on. And I'm telling you that we'll probably be overwhelmed. This is why this is something that's well beyond my capacity to be able to maintain. I'm sorry for laughing, but look at my domains as it is. I mean, I'm doing everything as it is, folks. So as we get there, then okay, we'll actually have some professionals. People will like it. Maybe it'll be sleek and sexy, but more importantly, it will be informative and it will give you everything you need to know. So with that, moving forward, as you know, the show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. That is mine. So, I mean, you hear that in the promo going out, or I should say in the intro music going out. This is where you'll find videos. This is where you'll actually find the swamp video. If you're looking to see how corrupt Congress is, and why would you be chummy with any of those people? Why would you be chummy with any of those people? Anybody that wants to become a part of Congress, to become a part of that swamp. In other words, it's one thing if somebody comes up and says, I don't want to have anything to do with that. You need to send me, so I will not participate in any of that. I will basically report and call out everybody on their violations of the Constitution. Send me to be, you know, the town crier. Send me to be that person that gives you the truth. But what always happens, oh, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to change things. We're going to do this. I've got these agendas. Anybody that wants to go to Congress is really, they're just looking to become millionaires because that's the millionaire club. Because every vote that they make is paid for. Every vote. Whether it goes one way for the conservatives or for the, you know, the progressives, either way, it's against America. It's against our Constitution. In other words, almost every vote that they're participating in today is all in support of the demise of our constitutional republic. That is not, there's nothing they're doing until they are actually forced to execute the directives from the states that will come from Republic Review. There's nothing, nothing that they will do that will be for the betterment of America. Let me fly through these obligatories. As you know, Fortitude Financial Coaching, check them out. If you're looking and ready to get disciplined on your finances, give Gary Smith a call. Free Constitution classes from Keith Broders at constitutioneducation.us. Timber Nation, as you know, Timber Nation has got, I would say, anything you want. If you want something in hardwood furnishings, send them a plan. They will work with you. It takes a little bit of time and stuff to do that, but they are already backed up. So check them out, timbernation.com. Radio Dust Covers, radiodustcovers.com. If you're looking for something to cover your electronics, cover your equipment, cover things that are probably pretty important for you to preserve, radiodustcovers.com, and add local. If you're looking for ISP or even possibly any type of ITIL support, infrastructure, application type of support for your domain, email services, and so forth. Our comment line, 425-270-5416. You know somebody that wants to get a hold of me? 425-270-5416. Go to my website. That you can get that, and you can call that, and I don't think there's anybody that could actually say that they have not been contacted by me. Send me an email. That's probably the quickest way to actually connect with me. And with that, let us move forward. And we're going to get into definitizing the Constitution, because this has kind of come up, because that was what we ended the year with, going through the issues of what we really need to do to definitize the Constitution at the state level. So, as I said, what really led into that, because I've got just a few seconds, in the Dark Ages, were called the Dark Ages because people didn't have the Bible in print in their hand. Well, so we suffered as a people, as a society, for hundreds of years until finally, they actually put the Bible in people's hands. And what they had to do was they had to canonize what that was, because there were all these different books. What do we include? So it was King George that actually said, we need to canonize this, and he took the initiative and canonized or definitized what the Bible was. This is exactly what the states need to do regarding our Constitution and shutting down the annotated Constitution. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the Republic Review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so as I have said before, and I cannot emphasize this enough, there's no 30-second elevator pitch to saving the Constitution. There's no 30-second elevator pitch of how you have to get organized. There's no 30-second elevator pitch to actually give you everything in a perspective, giving you everything we need to do to canonize the Constitution. So what I mean by that is it took me hours to go through. And if you actually started sitting down and writing things that the government is doing that just is antithetical, antithetical to the principles of our founding fathers and our framers. And I'll give you just one quick example. Property tax. There is no way that it would have been acceptable for the government to be able to take your property. When they established this government for both the states as well as the national government, down to your county governments, it was unfathomable. It was unconscionable that they would even consider taking your property away. Because government's two primary roles, or the two primary objects, as Madison would call it, would be to protect life and property. Taking your property because you failed to pay taxes on your property? You see how that's just like an oxymoron? They're supposed to protect it, but they can take it from you? That's only one perspective. But that there's a much grander problem when it comes to property. If you've never read, and as a matter of fact, let me digress, because I was reading the scriptures, and one of the things that came to, you know, my mind, and I went and read this story, and I think it's in Luke, where a young rich man comes to the Lord and basically says, you know, can I be saved? And, you know, because I live the Bible, or actually, I think the Lord asks him, have you lived the commandments? And he goes, ever since I've been a young man, I've lived the commandments. And then he goes, well, the one thing that you haven't done, and I'm paraphrasing really, so I'm not quoting, but he basically says that you need to get rid of all your stuff, give it to the poor, and follow me and take up my cross. And interesting that he used the term in the scriptures at that point in time, or Luke at least used at that point in time, the cross, because obviously he understood. He knew exactly what his demise. He understood every tick of his life, where he needed to be, what he had to do, and he had all the time to get it all done, and he did it. He did everything. And so if you want to know what it's like, you know, to get things done, you know, you have no idea, because obviously, you know, we are far less, you know, lesser creatures, however you want to put it, compared to our Lord and Savior. Anyway, let me move forward. The whole point of my telling you this was this concept of, you know, what we have to do in our lives. Can you, and I tell people this all the time, can you truly live the Ten Commandments if you don't read the scriptures? Well, and this is where adultery comes in. Anybody could look at that and go, yeah, I live that all the time. But when you read the Lord's words and he says, any man that looks at a woman with lust in his heart, then you understand that you're committing adultery by his terms and definitions. Then that expands and it helps clarify. Well, it's the same thing with understanding the documents, the Constitution, the ratification debates, all of these founding documents. If you don't read them, then we're failing here, folks. We have to take the time to read. Can you be saved by going to church and listening to the sermons? No. You actually have to do some things. You have to accept Christ. You have to try to follow Christ. I mean, there are things that you actually have to do. If you read the scriptures instead of going to church, you're opening yourself up to personal revelation. But is it important to actually have that church? Absolutely. Because you can help fortify, you can help strengthen other people as well as yourself by, you know, that group worship and so forth. So nothing's exclusive here, folks. And my point is, when it comes to being a patriot, there's nothing exclusive here either. I mean, you may want a 30-second elevator pitch. You may want this stuff quickly. And so this is why it is so easy to become a successful conservative entertainer. because all I've got to do is give you a little snapshot of what everybody else is talking about, have my own little spin on it, make it pithy, make it a nice little soundbite, something you can regurgitate, and voila, I'm a successful entertainer. I'm a successful conservative entertainer that is giving you a conservative perspective, but not once will I ever lead you into the promised land. Because you have to understand, my money and everything that I'm all about in making money and my status, it's all based on the problem. I can't get rid of the problem. I have to keep that problem. That problem owns me. And so that's how you need to start looking at your relationship with the Constitution, your relationship with these documents, and your relationship with these conservative entertainers, your relationship with the mainstream news media. I've tried to impress this all week, that you must turn off the news. I don't care what crap is out there. I really don't, because the more you worry about something that has nothing to do with us getting organized and working together and solving this problem, is just another thing to compete for your time and another thing to compete for your resources and another thing that will help you, once again, not get something done or fail. We all fail. Fortunately, we have another day and another opportunity, and we have to carpe diem, seize the day. We have to attack each day as if this is the one, this is the opportunity that we have to actually make a difference. And every day we make a difference, believe you me, we are making a difference. We are making a difference. So this is why it is important that you read, take the time to read these things. This is why it is extra important that I actually read on this show. Most people, if you can read better than me, contact me. That's maybe how you can help. I can show you how you can do the recordings, and I can show you how to edit those recordings so that you can actually read, the ratification debates. I'll tell you exactly what you need to read and record, and we'll play your voice. How's that sound? My point is that we absolutely go through the word, so you do not take my word for it. I want you to hear it if you can't see it. Then you actually heard what Madison said, Iredell said, Wilson said, so forth and so on. Even Samuel Adams. Folks, these documents are critical. We need to canonize. We need to definitize the Constitution. This is why I went down this tangent, because I was just talking about this. We basically went from November into December covering all of these things, instead of doing just a Bill of Rights thing, because December is always the Bill of Rights, and people make, one day, an hour. And I believe that we're so far misaligned in not understanding our rights that we don't have to actually have written in a Bill of Rights. I tell people, and I even said this, I don't know if I said this on the Bill of Rights Day or not, I was planning on it. Our Bill of Rights caused us more problems than they actually solved at the federal level, because it just seemed to open doors, because most people then all of a sudden thought, well, if it's not included in the Bill of Rights, then they can meddle with it. That is absolutely wrong. The only reason the Bill of Rights became significant is because it was applied to the states via the 14th Amendment. All of the rights protected by the Constitution, which means every amendment, every part of that U.S., the organic Constitution and amendments, all immunities and privileges that are guaranteed by that were applied to the states. That's exactly how the language is, and that's exactly how it was intended. Whether people like it or not, you have no evidence based on the debates in Congress. And if you want to read through those, I've even got those on our our podcast page. That's where it's at. So anyway, let's get back to what I really wanted to talk about, because I wanted to give you the 411 on why definitizing the Constitution at the state level is critical, because this is how the states need to move forward, and this is how the states need to start holding their jurists, their judges, their court systems, their public servants. Everybody has to be held accountable to the Constitution. And so one thing I wanted to cover is this thing that Trump has done and what he's proven, because I believe Trump has given America at least a good glimpse on the corruption of the Republican Party. You have to agree with me. And so when we come back, I'm going to cover exactly how we actually saw the corruption oozing out of D.C. and out of the party across the nation. We will be right back after these two promos. So please stay tuned, and then we'll get into some questions and clarification and then move forward. We'll be right back.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so when we were going into break, I was basically telling you that I believe Trump gave everybody, you know, you'd have to be blind to actually not see the fact that we have a level of corruption within the party system. Now, this corruption has existed for well over a century. I mean, it has been so good at their corruption as they slowly worked behind the curtain, behind these locked doors in these, you know, the Star Chamber, that smoky room where all these deals were being made. Well, they're out now, folks. They're out. They've actually been out. W. Cleon Skousen, back in the 50s, in his book, The Naked Communist, identified the 45 goals of communism in America. Now, I want you to be, you know, I want you to look at this for what it is. This wasn't just a couple of people that were thinking, okay, this is what we need to do. If you look at America, as a matter of fact, David Horowitz, in his book, writes about America of the 50s. And when he talks about this, he basically says you could walk down the street in this community he lived in New York, where you could point to the houses that this guy's a communist, these people over here are communists. They knew who were communists and who weren't. As a matter of fact, I didn't know, but in talking to friends and family in Washington State, where I grew up, there were circumstances that came back to me that says, don't worry, you know, we're all on the same side. In other words, there were people in law enforcement, in public service, and so forth that were all communists. They were, you know, still supporting the laws. They had to wait until everything was transitioned to where the people would accept it. And that was the point of what Leon W. Cleon Skousen was basically pointing out, is that here are the 45 goals. And the fact is it's not like they were going to argue these issues at the ballot box. They argued and supported these issues through the education system, through social media, and through the entertainment industry, so forth and so on. Go read Plato's Republic. There was a group of people whose job it was to actually transform the society into thinking a certain way. And you had to do it incrementally. You just couldn't get, in the 1950s, you couldn't get the whole world to accept homosexuality. I talk about this, and I'm going down a rat hole, so forgive me, because I don't want to bleed into, on Monday, the clarifications. But the fact is, go look at the 70s. The 70s was where you started seeing, you know, racial diversity and bringing the races together in the early 70s. By the mid-70s, that stopped because they realized that it was being too successful. Then they actually started just cold slapping everybody in the face with homosexuality from Three's Company and these other shows. They started permeating. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. Even Seinfeld had to do a show based on that. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. That's how they basically softened and boiled us down to start accepting all of these things. We went from the 70s, where there were, and 60s, where there were actually laws being enforced on what we call, you know, sodomy type of laws and so forth, to where by the 90s, there was actually discussions on homosexual marriage. That is the type of steroids, that is the type of energy and vim that they put into this nation. So the reason I went down this rat hole was to show you how deep this, I'll call the corruption, the conspiracy corruption that had been working on both sides of the Uniparty. You have to understand that everybody that was in deep into leadership of the party understood what was going on, and they all had a role to play. So as we look at the Trump administration, I can point out one very specific thing that actually proves the rampant corruption. Go look at the 2018 midterms. Have we forgotten how many Republicans abandoned their post in Congress? They walked away from their millionaires club. If you understand politics, this is why politicians are allowed to behave and do whatever they want to do. Because as long as you can be, you know, catered to your deepest depravities, your deepest debauchery, then they can control you. And there were plenty of people on the Republican side that did not want to be exposed. And so the time came when they were being tapped on the shoulder. Now, if you stick around, we're going to expose you. And this is how we had a massive shift. And this is how the Democrats took over. And so the only way you can really, you know, make headway. And if you notice, the same thing's kind of happening this year. Is it too far? No. You got to understand the accepted practice is two steps forward, one step back. They needed Biden to go two steps forward. And I'm telling you, each step that they take takes more real estate. In other words, in the beginning, in the Marine Corps, it's 30-inch steps. Well, pretty soon it was 6 footsteps. And now we're looking at miles and miles and miles of steps where they, you know, gain all of these miles and then they surrender a few miles. Folks, you have to start recognizing the fact that the uniparty is the problem. So here's the thing. As we look at how many Republican states, this is your evidence number two, how many Republican states supported the changing of the election process, violating the Constitution for the 2020 election, which basically injected the vulnerabilities where then these dubious people exploited these systems to steal the election? Well, okay, so election fraud is one problem, and it's a problem, and it's a state-level problem. It's not a federal-level problem, but the Electoral College is a federal-level problem. An unconstitutional Electoral College is a huge federal problem. So here's the one thing that I want to see Trump prove. I want to see Trump prove that he has his heart in saving America, period. Trump, there's no doubt in my mind, people are hearing this message. People are hearing what this lunatic, G.R. Mobley, has to say. There's no doubt. And I'll give you some evidence of that, because more and more people are starting to recant, or not recant, but restate, rephrase, or spin what we're saying here. Because nobody, basically 2 years ago, I really started harping more and more on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Wow, people are actually talking about that now. But my point is, Trump, if he really wants to prove, then he will actually get out there and broadcast in the Republican races that are, you know, because there's no doubt in my mind. Liz Cheney, if Trump traveled the United States and actually spoke up in every single state, you know, based on the issues and did these rallies and point and stated these basic facts, that there is an unconstitutional president, that the president was not chosen in accordance to the Constitution, that there was this dubious act that falsified or actually basically unconstitutionally created 401 electors. In other words, making the Electoral College fully corrupt and unconstitutional. Therefore, Congress's responsibility was to execute the 12th Amendment. And Trump could actually get out there and let everybody know that you have to demand that your representatives and your senators, if they want your vote in the 2022 election, you have to be on board with actually executing the Constitution. Because you know what? It doesn't matter how things get argued in front of the courts. And when people go, oh, what are you talking about, this election fraud thing? There's no basis for this? What? No standing? When it comes down to actually explaining the Electoral College, and when it comes, see, I honestly don't know, and I don't think Trump will do this. My point is that if Trump really wanted to save America, if that's where his heart was, and he knew that he could take this election back without having to go to 2024, that in 2023, Congress could execute the 12th Amendment. All they have to do is acknowledge the fact that they violated the Constitution, that clearly there's this lawsuit, and that they don't need the court to tell them what to do. That they absolutely, if you understand, the court doesn't even have really, I mean, the court doesn't have the power to enforce anything, but we the people do. And we the people have the right for the redress of grievances. They could actually come right out. Congress can come out and say, look, we were petitioned and now we're being sued because of this. We have an obligation to you, the people, to actually do what we should have done on January 6th. And that was to reject the Electoral College and go into chambers to choose the president and vice president. So with that, if you really want to find out whether Trump's heart is really in saving America and getting us back onto a constitutional track, well, there is your road. There's your little pathway that will take us through the thicket. And I won't say to the promised land, but it'll take us through the thicket.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let's just kind of move forward with more evidence of the corruption, because when we really start looking at what's really going on today currently, we still have political prisoners that are being exploited and are being prosecuted over their ideal of supporting, being a patriot and supporting the Constitution and so forth. In other words, there's no politics in the Constitution, folks. It's not about Republican or Democrat, but they've gotten everybody to think that. And because people have taken that position, then we now no longer have this conversation on the Constitution. They've pushed us into a partisan, you know, left or right, red or blue, Republican or Democrat paradigm, period. This is why we need to really start talking about parchment. We need to look at Wyoming actually not being red, but being parchment. We need to look at start making other states parchment. And I'm telling you, as I was trying to tell you at the very beginning of the show, if you are a diehard, you refuse to go into any other party, but you love the Constitution, and you want to see the Constitution held to and supported, well, then the solution is easy. You need to move to Wyoming, because that's the only place that you can embrace the Constitution. However, you can also start getting involved with the Constitution Party or the Independent American Party, depending on what state you're in and which is the most prevalent, because I believe both of these parties are about to get, or at least face, the dialogue. I would love to actually see parties actually put aside differences and come together, merge, and actually start unifying instead of being divisive and dividing. And so there's two parties that actually believe in the Constitution. I would like to see that happen. I'd like to see them start moving towards that peak of Mount Everest, where their focus is about full compliance of the Constitution and nothing about agendas in trying to inflict or stop. What we need to do is we need to get government's, you know, heels off of our throats so that our pastors can heal our nation, so that our churches can heal the wounds from what government has inflicted upon us well over the past century. So anyway, as we know, when we went through, you know, all of these different things, I want to amplify that if you're not looking at yesterday, January 6th, and moving forward, all of the protests, even after then, as they started going after people and arresting people, I mean, nobody fathomed, nobody understood, wow, look at what they're doing. I mean, they didn't do that to any of these cities that burnt down at, where there was actually an insurrection. Folks, you have to start understanding your First Amendment petition is the tip of the spear that you need to start using, because that actually means we're turning the corner and using the Constitution as our weapon instead of, you know, using mob rule and using their paradigm of democracy. We are a Republican form of government, which means we are a government of laws. And we need to live by those laws. Now, as I was saying, somebody was listening, because Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is being considered as a tool against those who are supporting the Constitution. The problem is that how they can actually make that dialogue actually work is just, Anyway, so two questions that actually came up. One question was, how can we, and as a matter of fact, I believe, let me see here if I can find the question. What do we do at the county level to take the electorate back? Well, we're going to talk a lot about that, and it's going to start, it's all about shifting paradigms to a Republican form of government. We need to start understanding what a Republican form, it's not just representatives going and compromising. No, our representatives are tied. They're constrained by the powers that we've delegated. They don't have the ability to say, well, you know, we're your representatives and we have general power. No, they don't. They do not possess general powers. Sorry. I'm sure you've learned that before. But the fact is, understanding the full concept of not just a Republican form of government, but understanding the bigger picture, or I should say, with greater fidelity, American republicanism. When we start looking at American republicanism, then it actually starts coming clearer and clearer to people. We go, oh, now I understand how our government works. And that's when you start realizing how the parties have been culpable in perverting, in poisoning the well and taking over, and look at what they've done. So when it comes down to the county level, here's your problem. They've stolen your county committeemen. So what we have to do, we're going to have to go through this. So coming up next week, we're going to actually start talking about, we're going to lead into, what does it take to actually start getting organized? You know, what are the different roles and functions? We're going to actually come to a print with this, and this is just a rough document. This is nothing is in stone. As a matter of fact, when it comes to counties, when it comes to states, we have to start understanding that there are differences and interests, different interests in these different areas, in these different locales, from counties, from a seaside county to a mountain county and so forth. So there's not going to be a hard set, this is how you have to operate, this is how you have to be organized and so forth, when you start creating your unorganized militias for your counties. But I am telling you that the organization you must create, because we'll have to get into the Tory Acts. We've got to get into the Tory Acts. I'm going to just kind of do exactly what I did. If you want to go listen to Wednesday's show last week, that's where I kind of covered this. And why is this important? Because there's plenty of organizations, and you're going to be confronted by the sovereign citizen movement and other movements that are trying to create these, and I'll just call them unconstitutional or treasonous type of organizations. The sovereign citizen movement is treasonous because I look at it as taking good patriot Americans and poisoning them to think that they're sovereign and that they need to devoid themselves from fixing our Constitution. So when they go down the path of becoming a sovereign citizen, they're no longer entitled to any rights here in America. You have to understand the consequences of your decision, and you could easily be shipped out. I think everybody that comes back in, if you are a sovereign citizen, then if you want to be able to vote in America, you want to be able to participate, you actually need to be naturalized again. You need to apply and go through the process. Your birthright, you have removed. It's the same thing with some of these other organizations. We need to actually start holding these other organizations that are trying to create what I would consider treasonous types of organizations, whether you call them committees of safety, whatever you want to call them, they are treasonous because, and we'll get into the Tory Acts because I think you really need to understand what we had to do. And I believe there's a lot of people that have looked at and have kind of embraced some of these concepts, but those concepts were treasonous to Britain. And they're even more treasonous, and they were necessary to get us to where we were, to get into the Declaration and into this Constitutional Republic. But we have the Constitutional Republic, and that's what we need to restore. And the mechanism and the one organization that we're guaranteed by law, because Congress created, actually the Constitution created the militia, and it created these militia controls. And we'll get into, because it was brought up, where Massachusetts basically says that they must control the militia. Well, if they must control the militia, then, and the unorganized militia, I don't think that they have any controls over as far as if people want to get organized. Because when we're talking about shooting, you know, getting organized as a force, that's one thing. But getting organized as an unorganized militia to be prepared to go do that, not to be organized as trigger pullers and people to fight, there you go. There's a huge difference. And I applaud both sides of that. But we first, if you're in Massachusetts, you have to first focus on your citizen vigilance and getting everybody educated. And that, I believe, is the ground floor for the unorganized militia, starting to educate. Because once you start educating people and they start really understanding a Republican form of government, then they recognize the evils of the party. And we can start making those connections for you as we go through this next week. But what we want to do is we want to build everything up so that we finally get into the curriculum that we kind of have, where we talk about what it took to come to America. What did it take to basically start moving away from the British rule? What did it take to finally create the Constitution? Because giving you that, and actually, it all starts with what I like to talk about as the scale of liberty. Because there's been a civil war, it's been an ideological war that has been fought since the beginning of time. And that ideological war is between liberty and subjugation or full slavery, where you have no more control. Your agency, your ability to choose for yourself is stripped from you. So that's how we'll all kick off the curriculum. But next week, we're going to get into some of the details of what you need to start doing. But you also have to get the documents. You have to start reading the scriptures and the scriptures of the forging of this nation. That's what I like to call them. Anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.